Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Most interesting matchups for the Commanders on paper. Just run through these really quick, and then we can kind of rank them a bit. So you've got the three teams in the division, Cowboys, Giants, Eagles, standard fare, one home game, one away game. Home games this season for Washington. They will be hosting the Falcons. Major intrigue there, I'd say, still, because
it's sure, of course,
Kirk Cousins coming back, although there's so many years removed from Cousins having been here. It's almost more interesting just because it's him on a new team with a new offense, maybe even, than it's a reunion for him. But that's still a thing. It's only the second time he'll be playing at FedEx since leaving.
Yeah, and a team that, you know, you'd like to be able to beat or be on par with. I mean, they're 7-9 last year, kind of middling. You know what you were. This would be a nice measuring stick game.
Carolina Panthers also in the NFC South. I'm fascinated by that game for two reasons. One, I think it's a game they absolutely shouldn't have to win. Like, if they're going to be any good this year, when you play the doormats and the Panthers, the worst team in football this past year, maybe they'll be better. They had an okay offseason, I guess. I can't imagine Bryce Young will be as bad this season as he was last year. There's going to be some growth, but that's just a team. If you're not terrible, that you should beat. So that's number one. Number two, I am now officially really nervous about Bryce Young.
Oh, yeah.
He was horrendous last season. And I'm not trying to put it all on him, but it really doesn't matter how we got here. Like, what was his fault versus did they have enough receiving talent versus the offensive line? He's a very small guy. The Panthers went 2-14 in the games he played in last year. He had 11 touchdowns and 10 picks and under 3,000 yards in 16 games. It was a putrid rookie season, one of the worst statistical rookie seasons we've ever seen. I was a fan of his. I didn't love him because of the size, but I thought he'd be pretty good. He's accurate. He did everything you ask. In Alabama, one of the big, you know, Jaden Daniels can't miss arguments is, he did it in the SEC, and then people just scream at you, and you're supposed to go, oh, okay, that's the same as the foot, you know, the NFC East, of course. He can't possibly struggle. But Bryce Young kind of did the same thing, right? God, was he bad last year.
It was terrible. And, you know, listen, I don't know if he can play or not. I mean, I was wrong. I said, yeah, you take him 1-1, you don't even think about it. I don't know how much is his fault. Carolina was a disaster last year from Jump Street. Everything from their owner on down. Nothing was professional. They're a joke. I know what that looks like. That was the worst nest for anybody to go to. But at the same time, he also looked horrendous. Like, he looked like a little kid that wandered onto the field and couldn't see over the offensive line at times and wasn't hitting throws. His arm looked weak. Just not, didn't look like the same player that was tearing up the SEC the previous fall.
Yeah, two things can be true. One, nobody would have thrived in that situation. Two, he didn't play well and control some of the things that he needs to, right?
Yep.
How about the Cleveland Browns coming to FedEx Field, or I guess it's not called that anymore, the Commanders Stadium, I'm sure, next year?
Mm.
Deshaun Watson, man, he got the biggest fully guaranteed contract in the history of the sport. They have made their bed with him. They made the playoffs last year only because Joe Flacco, which is a weird thing to say, saved their bacon. But Deshaun Watson has been between mediocre and below average now in two seasons in Cleveland. And someone might go, well, he started six games last year. They were 5-1. Dive into those games. 7 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, completed barely over 60%. 2 years ago, Jacoby Brissett was better than him. Last year, Joe Flacco was better than him. Their general manager came out this week and said, we actually think he's closing in on a breakout. We think this is going to be a huge year. Well, you better say that.
Yeah.
Because if you don't get more out of him, if he doesn't become what you thought he was going to be, Andrew Berry, GM of the Browns, it looks like you made the worst trade in the history of the league and gave him the worst contract in the history of the league to acquire Deshaun Watson.
They were 9-2. The Browns were last year in games started by Joe Flacco and Deshaun Watson. And it's not because of their quarterback play. It's because that was an excellent football team everywhere else but the quarterback spot. When they had even below average quarterback play, which is pretty much what they had in terms of Watson and Flacco.
Flacco was not terrible, though. He had 13 touchdowns and 1,600 yards in 6 or so games, whatever it was, I think, right?
13 touchdowns, 8 picks, a bunch of YOLO balls, 50-50s that Cooper brought down. Yeah.
But I'm just saying, compared to Watson, I actually thought Flacco was a huge plus. They had a vertical passing game. They made explosive plays. Like, if you compare all of Watson's numbers, he was bad. Flacco was probably league average, which was stunning to me because he'd been out of football. Yeah. And it had been years since he was any good.
Right, he was out of the league average, I guess.
He was very solid.
But just tells you that that is a really good football team outside of their quarterback spot. So if they get anything decent from Deshaun Watson, nobody's talking about them, by the way, as one of the powers in the league. Again, I point to this. They were 9-2 in games not started by P.J. Walker or Dorian Thompson-Robinson. Like, that is a nasty football team.
Defense is exceptional.
Yep.
Arguable DPOY every single year that Myles Garrett plays, leading the way. And even though they lost Nick Chubb, good running game, good weapons, they added to that again. Really good pass catchers. In fact, if you look at, you know, the Commanders' secondary, we talk a lot about where their corner room is right now compared to where it needs to be. Like, that's one of those games where Amari Cooper, Jerry Jeudy, Elijah Moore are coming to town. They drafted Jamari Thrash in the 5th round. That's a pretty darn good receiving core for Cleveland. There's a few really good groups on the schedule. They're one of them.
Yeah, Njoku had his breakout year last year with over 80 catches. I mean, they are, again, that is a really good team.
The Pittsburgh Steelers, representing the same AFC North, are coming to FedEx Field this coming season. So the Steelers, for what will be presumably a takeover with the terrible towels. We've seen a few of those.
Indeed.
In Landover, Maryland. That's the Russell Wilson experience, depending on when that is. If it's very early in the year, it'll certainly be Wilson. If it's toward the end of the year, it's possible you get Justin Fields leading Pittsburgh, which would be intriguing. I think the Steelers are probably going to be about what they've been this year. They kicked the can down the road for me. One of the reasons I really didn't like the idea of bringing in Russell Wilson, even at no money, was they're going to make it harder to find their next quarterback. They're not going to be bad, which is probably what they need to be at 5-12 or 4-13, bottom out, go get your QB, a la Washington with Jaden Daniels.
And they don't do that there in Pittsburgh.
No, they win every year. They have since Mike Tomlin got there. It's a blessing and a curse. Like, they're too good of an organization and too close with too many good players and too many good coaches to be bad. But because of that, you're never going to find the quarterback. And post-Roethlisberger, they've just been spinning their tires here. I like the draft that they had. They drafted a new starting center, new starting left tackle, and they went out and they got a slot receiver in Roman Wilson from Michigan, who the Commanders liked a whole lot, according to reports. So there's a lot of additions that they've made now to go with George Pickens. Remember, they did lose Deontay Johnson, who they traded, but they brought in Van Jefferson, the former Falcon. I just don't trust Russell Wilson. I think he is at the end of his rope as a starter. I don't trust Justin Fields any more than that. And for those reasons, I'm not sure they're going to be any good.
Yeah, Pittsburgh was, again, one of the worst offenses I've ever seen at times last year. And they were still a playoff team, still over 500, because, A, the defense is really good, and Mike Tomlin was excellent at coaching. You could see what the priority was. Round 1, left tackle. Round 2, center. Round 3, slot receiver. right? Let's make the offense
round
decent.
Four, left guard.
Yeah, like enter Russell Wilson into a pretty good situation, I would say. It's not bad by any stretch, but if he's okay, if he's this is like 2013 or 14 Russell Wilson, hand it off a few times, scramble a little bit, maybe throw one moon ball deep to George Pickens, we'll get 20 points, we'll have a chance to win. But again, that's a really well-coached, good organization.
But you can see yesterday, you were talking about how the schedule might be really difficult, and my point was I'm not afraid of the quarterback schedule, really. You know, we're going through the out-of-division home games now, of which there are six, and Cousins is decidedly the best of the quarterbacks that you've got to deal with at this point if you look at it, right? It's Bryce Young, the ghost of Deshaun Watson, Russell Wilson now on his third team in 4 years or whatever it is, Will Levis as we get to the Titans. The Titans, who they added another receiver today, Tyler Boyd to Tennessee, I saw, signing a contract. They keep loading up DeAndre Hopkins, Calvin Ridley, Tyler Boyd. I mean, Treylon Burks, I guess they've just decided the former first-round pick can't do this and can't play. They drafted J.C. Latham, the left tackle from Alabama, to start up front to help with Will Levis. They got the best defensive tackle maybe in the country in T'Vondre Sweat in the second round to play nose. But the Titans are a beatable team. First-year head coach and Brian Callahan kind of rebooting. And I don't know if they're going to use the word rebuild or if they say recalibrate there. But they have to do this thing all over again.
So they just were so beat up over the last couple of years, whether it was injury, whether it was, you know, Derrick Henry in a cloud of dust. They're a new-look squad now. It's no longer just hand it off to the big guy and sort of figure it out. They're trying to be more modern and kind of like the rest of the NFL is, maybe in Callahan's image. I don't trust them to be any good just yet, to be honest with you. I think Mike Vrabel covered a lot of warts there. And again, amazing to me he couldn't get a job. But I think that's sort of where we are. So Tennessee is one of those games you go, you've already touched on it. That's not a quarterback that scares you. I don't know that they're ready for primetime yet.
Chicago Bears, last home game.
This is the most intriguing game of the season to me.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.